Brook Channel 1 over. Continuation of the visit of Marv and Ms. Guthrie. Friday night for supper, the 20th of November, 1970. It's the beginning of Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit of Marv and Ms. Guthrie. Friday night for supper, 20th of November, 1970. And it goes on. The tape starts at 30, 29, or 30. The tape starts at 29, or 30. This Channel 1 over. This Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit of Marv and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night, the 20th of November, 1970. And the tape starts at 29:30. This is 11. And the tape starts at 29:30. And this is Channel 1 over, a continuation of the visit of Marv and Ms. Guthrie, Friday night for supper, the 20th of November, 1970. This is 14. And the tape starts at 29:30. 30. This is Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit of Marv and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night at supper, the 20th of November, 1970. This is 17 and the tape starts at 29:30.
You use sour cream.
Uh-huh. Sour cream.
Oh, you want to wait a little while?
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay, let's wait a little while. We'll stick this back there while we... Would you have some of this now?
I wouldn't care for any, Miss Miles. I was going to tell you if you was going to afford to excuse me because I don't... I can drink whiskey.
I can drink beer,
but I cannot drink wine. And
oh, really?
I would just like to be excused on that.
Okay.
Tonight.
Well, let me wash the dishes.
No,
I tell you, I drank some one time and it made me deathly sick. And I just, from then on, I just couldn't do much with the wine.
Well, I got something a little stronger.
No, you don't need
it.
No, it's that coffee's fine with me.
A little wine cake, but you know if wine can make you sick.
It's good for you, you know, to drink wine.
That's trouble with him. He drank.
I drank too much of it. My brother come one night, and it was late at night, and he poured me out a glass of wine while I drank it, and then.
See, this old stuff's cool. I like it cool, but I
feel like I got a little warm. Well, yeah, I got some warm in there. But he must have had it spiked or something. He must have had it full of whiskey or something.
Uh-huh.
But I went to bed and went back to bed after he left, and he'd poured me out another glass about like that or larger, left it on the table. And I didn't know it, and I got up. Oh, sometime before daylight and went to get me a drink of water. And I was sick, I was drunk, and everything else.
Yeah.
And I went in there and knocked that glass of wine over. Just reached to get me a glass and knocked that over on the table. And got the scent of it. Now, you talking about a sick boy, but I was sick, I guarantee you. And from then on, well...
No.
No more wine. I just said, no, I just can't go with it.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have any boiled peanuts and beer.
Oh, my goodness. Don't just...
We can't let her eat that.
Who were you all eating boiled peanuts with?
His sister and her husband, Rob and Christine.
Oh.
The big husky boy was at the church.
Robert
Wayne?
What's your...
Poke.
Poke, yes. And what's his wife's name?
Christine.
They came over.
Which one is she?
She's just kind of slender, tall.
Oh.
A little bit tall.
Oh. Well, I don't know her then.
You saw her out there.
You saw her.
Yeah, you talked with
Christine.
Yeah.
At the church?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the one who sat right in front of you, that's Ella May.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Who she is?
She's Slater.
Snow?
That's right.
He wasn't there.
Yeah,
I don't know him.
Yeah, he was there.
I don't remember.
He might not have met him.
Now, she sat with Dorsey. Dorsey came and sat by her.
I think so.
That day.
Mm-hmm.
But Snow was there?
Yeah.
Snow, I believe, was next to the wall from her, wasn't he?
I really don't know.
I think so.
No, she's next to the wall.
She was. Well, I don't remember now just how they're sitting, but Snow usually sits pretty close to her, right, you know.
Yeah. But now, Christine, help me out a little bit.
And Rob Roy. Was that the peanuts?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what kind of clothes Christine had on. If I could remember, I might could help you there, but I don't remember what kind of sweater even she had on.
Well, now, is Rob Roy and her, are they jolly?
Oh, yeah.
They love to...
they like to entertain.
Yes.
Especially when they get a little beer.
Yes, or wine. Oh, you all had a little beer that day.
Oh, yeah, we had beer. I drank 2 cans.
Yes. And how long did it take to have an effect?
Not very long.
Next day?
Something like that. But I sure was sick.
Next day?
My blood pressure went so high, I like to have a stroke.
Well, that's what I mean. How long did it take your blood
pressure? Right off. And I got so bad off Marvin, he even had to help me up out of bed.
You mean right then?
Yes, sir.
You mean there wasn't any delay at all?
No, sir. He carried me to Dr. Gibney. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just felt like I couldn't get up. I was so lazy.
You mean that night?
No, it was next day or two.
I didn't.
And he took my blood pressure and he was scared. He said something and others happened. I said, you know what happened? I eat some salty peanuts and drank 2 cans of beer.
That beer sent that salt right through the blood.
Yeah.
But it liked to kill me. I sure paid for that trip.
Yeah.
But I drank beer several times since then and it don't hurt me.
I think it'd be all
but
right.
But you know, I always like to chew up them there little green peanuts and suck that salty water.
Mm-hmm.
And brother, I'm telling you, I fixed myself.
I tell you, I got it all over, George. Who was with him that night? Rob Roy.
And Christine.
Uh-huh. You'd laugh at the way I get things mixed up. I won't tell you.
Oh, we get things mixed up. Can't even
remember. I get them all mismated. you know, I'll never forget that, Faith. That night we come over there and we were telling them, I was going to tell them I'd gone over there and visit Mr. Foreman.
Oh.
And that he looked like a deacon from way back.
And he kept saying, Mr. Watson.
Yeah, I know that, but.
He laughing at what we said.
Yes, I mean, they didn't let me down easy on that.
Well, see, we'd been knowing him a long time, and you hadn't.
Well, he looked so. I was just pleased to have somebody in the congregation
I was going to tell you a while ago. Yeah, you know, that's this year, John Feaster, a Holy Roller preacher, taking his wife and his home and kicked him out of doors.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. See, he was John's Holiness.
That's the truth.
John.
Didn't Louis tell it?
Yeah, John.
I'd already heard it. John told me on the telephone.
He told you.
Yes, sir. He told me. He had talked to me about it, but I kept it all under my shirt. But Louise told us last Thursday night that they kicked him out of doors, and the Holy Roller preacher got his wife in his place.
Well, I remember over there at the party, they was talking about John as a Holy Roller.
Yeah, he was a holiness, and so was his wife.
John Feaster,
their preacher.
John Feaster.
That preacher then come and married John's wife and threw him out, taking his wife and home.
Well, now, I don't know whether he married or not.
Well, now, that was the way I got it. I don't know either. I didn't see that. Now, Louise,
John,
I know,
got
married.
No wife, no home.
Well, that's Rena went over and lived with Louise.
That's right. Well, they had a big lawsuit.
What was the charge?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the details, but then they had a lawsuit. And Louise was telling me here some time ago that she had parties of following her to see where she went and what she done.
Who, his wife or Louise?
Louise had a private detective following her and this preacher.
It looks like a quiet place.
It looks like a quiet place.
Oh, what do you know? And he told you on the telephone what had happened.
Yeah, he told me on the telephone. You see, he talked to me before I ever seen him out here, you know. Well, this had been going on for months. And he'd talk to me and tell me, but he didn't want Louise to know that he had talked to me, see.
Yeah.
And told me about it.
But Louise knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah. See, he was staying with Louise then. He didn't have nowhere. They kicked him out of doors. And forbid him to go back. The law forbid him to even put his foot back on that place.
Well, he lost out in the law.
I have a night that John put up some pretty rugged speeches.
Yes. If I'd known about that, I might have just trying to get there. Yes. If he's talking, he'd get in on that. He lived out on the Archer Road.
That's right. And
he told me where he lived.
Uh-huh.
And I was going out there the next day.
Uh-huh. But you see the other man and his wife.
I waited too late.
We might go and visit the preacher.
But you know that's a shame, isn't it, for a man to be done like that?
Especially by his
preacher.
Well,
was he...
by his own preacher.
Yeah. Was he cut up about it?
I don't know. He hasn't said too much about it, but...
Oh, did he see the funny side of it?
He lost out.
He didn't see the ridiculous side of it?
I reckon he did.
Why, you know it is. He's not dumb, is he? Louise kept pecking on him one night, that night over there. And let me see. I jumped her. I said, looks like that brother of yours can sing. Oh, she said, he just an old holiness singer. I don't remember just what he said, but she really cut him down. He'd want to get up there and sing right at the microphone. I guess she'd heard him. Oh, that's he wanted to.
I imagine John had had a drink or two.
Now you see, stranger come in, don't know, have no idea at all what's happening to them.
No, they don't.
And they can make the worst mistakes.
I went to a barbecue over there one time, and old brother AJ had barbecued the meat. And it was, oh, half a beef, I guess it was. And
yeah.
Oh, he had burned it awful. It was black and burnt. It just wasn't barbecued at all. So I got to talking to him. I asked him what happened. He said, well, he didn't know. Said he'd get long fine till about 12 o'clock, and then something happened. Well, I know what happened.
Yeah.
And he knew too.
But you know something, you knew. She had a birthday party down on the river at her other home. And we went. And her people from Jacksonville, her brothers from Jacksonville, and his wife and his daughter and her husband was there. And you know Louise was a cooking and fixing a turkey and cooking it. And I never seen so many dishes in my life. Pots and pans dirty. And they just sitting around there holding their hands just like they were at a motel or a hotel or something. And Louise was in pretty bad shape then with her heart. And she had to go lie down and rest. And I went in there and I cleaned up all them dishes and cleaned up the kitchen and dining room. Not one of them kin folks would turn their hands to do one thing. You know, that just kills me with anyone.
Well, Louise had always had a maid to take care of.
They're just like they was so pretty till they couldn't move.
Well.
That's right.
I go there several times. And I remember one night when the singing was going on. Her relatives and all, they were sitting all around, and they never did get up and
hear. If I was her husband, I mean, I'd put a stop to that crowd. I sure would.
Well, they depend on her, right, Smart?
They depend on her. They act just like that they can't move. They're afraid that they'll get the dress wrinkled or their hands dirty or something or too nice to go in dishwater. And Louise just waits on them.
Well, I'd like to know Louise and be connected with her because I figure I just love to do a little freeloading, you know. Let somebody else do all the arranging and pay the bills. And I just sit around and enjoy the company. I love that.
Every time I hear anything about her, she's off on a trip somewhere, mm-hmm. about to go, or up to something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she sure hadn't slowed down, has she?
You ought to get her to show you the pictures that she's got of Jerusalem and Palestine, all of them places over there where she's went.
Yeah.
They are something to look at.
You've seen them and you've heard her talk about them.
Oh, so yeah. I went with her at Marvin and I used to go with her to show them.
Churches.
Yeah. Well, I miss that.
I don't know how many.
She'll show them right down her home if you want to see them. All you got to do is just say you'd like to see them and she'd be glad to show them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You mean put a whole evening in just showing me?
Just, yeah, just about.
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
If you can ever catch her.
That's it.
Catch her home.
Well, I see her in the red and white store. That's the only place I've seen her, you know, recently. No, sir, I remember Faye. I won't forget that in a long time. We were sitting in the living room over there, and I said the wrong thing. I got his name wrong, but they knew who I meant.
John.
Oh, Mr. Orman. He just looks like a pillar of the church, don't he?
He is a good actor.
Oh, yes.
You know,
we really were mistaken.
We bought an old schoolhouse. It was good lumber to build restrooms and Sunday school rooms. That's what they were built for, Sunday school rooms, but they never used. They got the eating tables and things stored back of the church. And that lumber, the church paid for it. He wasn't even going to church at the end. And I heard that he hauled off that lumber from that church house.
Well, I think him and his brother, he contracted the job or was working out there, helping put the Sunday school room on. And I don't know how much he was paying him, but they was paying him. And every time, every evening he'd leave, he'd haul a load of lumber home with him.
Is there a Sunday school room out there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Large one on the back of the church. Right on the back of the church.
Oh, I didn't see
that. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you go in and go by the pulpit, and right on there's a door.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed the door right by the piano.
I saw the door.
Well, that goes into Sunday school room.
Yeah.
And then the restrooms are back there.
And he hadn't been going there.
That's right.
Forever.
And how come him going out there to that church? Now, he belonged to the Holiness Church.
Yeah, he did. And his wife, too.
And how come that? Miss Jim Hope.
His sister.
And Mr. Hope's brother was at Out.
Frank.
And I know, because I was at the cemetery working, and I know all about it. And Frank was superintendent of the cemetery. And so Mrs. Hope, for spite, went out there, and somehow or another she overruled and got him out. And Frank was, and her liked to have a fight out there. But to keep Frank out of the cemetery and out of the church,
And
that's what Mrs. Jim Hope don't even belong to the church. Well, it's nice. It's all right for her to go and all like that, but I don't think anybody should take their old grudge
that's
to the
true.
Church
yeah.
and feud and fight.
I wouldn't have care for any more
people. I didn't quite get that because there are no two. Now, let's see. Miss Bess Hope.
That's right.
That's his sister.
That's right.
Now, is he Frank Allman? No.
His name's Irvin. But you were talking about Frank Hope. That was Bessie Hope's husband's brother. Jim Hope's brother.
Oh.
That was a feuding.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they still feuding.
Oh, yeah, they feuding. And they always will.
Yeah.
As long as one of them's living.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And we had cemetery working out there.
Give me a little crumb.
Not long ago. And Miss Bessie Hope said for nobody to go on her side of the cemetery.
Oh, really?
Nobody to go on her side of the cemetery.
Some people stay off of this.
I'll give you a little smile. That's really... That's a small,
you
some
know,
nice looking
case. You're a stranger, sure can be mistaken, can't
it? Well, you know, trouble with me is I'm not straight. Mr. Orman, what relation is he to Ms. Hope?
Brother.
That's
right.
Or how wrong can I be? That's Miss Beth Hope, the one who was just in charge, looked like she was in charge of everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
The little woman.
Yeah.
That's all. Now, her husband was Jim Hope?
Jim Hope Electric Company in Gainesville.
Yeah.
And
Frank was his brother.
Jim died. And they went out of business down there.
That's right.
Well, that's where I got that coffee pot from, Mr.
That's
Jim
right.
Hope and Bess Hope. And she was really nice.
She's the one that sold it to
me. Yeah.
Now, isn't that funny?
Oh, she was nice she dealt with you nicely.
Mm.
And that's the first time I ever saw her, and the last time. That was when they were going out of business. Isn't that something?
Well, that was after he died.
No.
That was
they were going out of business.
Oh yes, in their electrical appliances but they're still that business is still going now. I mean, you know, this is still a Jim Hope Electric Company right on. But it's not they don't sell appliances, I mean not percolators and things. I think they sell heaters and the war homes and air conditioners and stuff like that.
Well, is she in on it?
I'm not sure if she is or whether somebody just bought their name. Some company probably bought their name, you know.
Well, now, that curious man, never thought I'd run into
never did.
Her. I didn't know
that. I knew their daddy, Miss Bessie's daddy.
Well, did they belong out at this church?
No, ma'am.
Well, how'd they get out there?
They go out there to keep Frank out.
She's about Miss Hope Rose, First Methodist in Gainesville.
Yeah.
It's nice that she goes. And I appreciate anybody going, but I don't think anybody
if they go
and
get
grudge to church.
Grudge, then I don't know. I know she's keeping lots of people from going that would go, I think, if she didn't.
Louise and Whitey.
Yeah.
This is the Louise and Whitey.
And when they see him and their
Louise
best...
Louise and Whitey. We
and their best
you
friend.
Your joy. We hope you a lot of luck and a big, fine, bouncing baby boy.
And not to have any domestic troubles. Everything quiet.
Uh-huh.
I don't enjoy domestic troubles.
I tell you,
people, I hate that. That shakes them up right in my mind.
Isn't that funny, Mr. Ormond brought all this?
Now, you said if I went over there... He wouldn't let me inside.
Try. Just go and try. He might let you in.
I'd like to know.
He might.
That's what we've had people to tell us that did.
Well, I have been then. he might. He might get as far as the front porch.
Did you smell anything?
No. I actually didn't smell for anything, but I didn't.
You know something, booze will get us.
You suppose?
But I have a night. If you didn't have the stopper tight, you could have smelled
something. I want to tell you something, though. One time, you know, he got up in his church and he made a spiel about 2 miles and a half long.
Oh, I wish I'd have been there.
Somebody said, poor old hog thief. Hog thief. Didn't have to tickle the fire out of me.
I don't know how true it is. It's just a hearsay. His first wife. His first wife quit him and divorced him, and sued him for
that
a divorce.
That was naturally good cake, huh?
And the grounds that she sued him on was that she got tired of eating wild hog heads. In other words, she'd kill wild hog and sell the hog and Him and her eat the head.
I'm a damn. Is that right?
That's what I heard now. That's some of the older settlers, you know, that told that on him. So
just leave him over there in the
I don't
know.
It might have been just, you know, they were just talking.
Well, he'd been around, hadn't he?
Yeah, he's been there.
No, it's not. It's not.
And he
this
can do
party.
Things.
This is a party. We're not going to wash dishes.
Well, if I'll have to wash them.
Just let him wash them, Miss Mary.
Well, I guess she ought to have one little vacation.
I think she ought to. Let's just forget there's a dish.
I don't mind washing the dishes. You all just sit down. Miss Graham. Whitey who? Whitey
Hayes.
Hayes. Guy, this is ridiculous. You and I sitting up here eating.
Well, I'm drinking coffee.
Miss Mary over there.
Well, we eat faster than you all do.
I stuff all the time anyway.
No. No. Why, he's been around, hadn't he?
Hmm?
Gee
whiz. Who's that?
Irvin. He's got a name. Irvin. Even if it is a bad one.
Oh, he might not be here as bad as we think.
No, I don't think.
What was that about over Citra he was saying over there?
Oh, he got up and showed himself and said that told the people over there that the Cross Creek people didn't ever pay no tithes and no dues, and he just showed himself.
In other words, he had to pay.
For himself and ours too.
Yes.
Oh.
And that was over at Citra.
That was over at Citra. It's a big meeting, the Methodist Church and the Spar people and the Citra people was all there. And he just went out there just to make a big show of himself. Well, I hope
and he can do that.
Do it?
He can do that.
Yeah, he can.
Now, when was that? What was the key in where he made that big spiel? You mentioned, and I just said, I wished I'd been there. What was that for? Oh, well.
Was that when I told you that somebody said that the old hog thief? Old hog thief?
No, that was before that.
When he got up made a spiel about something.
You said he talked for about 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
Well, sir, I'll tell you. Well, now, let me see.
Well, gosh, I hope somebody got him told after he got up and sipped and told all that big thing.
No, they didn't anybody say a word to him. Didn't nobody put in a bit of money out that went to the church for him and one poor old widow woman, and that was Julia Townsend's mother.
It could have been Bessie Hope.
Could have been.
Oh, she was a poor old widow woman.
Yeah.
I don't know how poor she is.
Well, I look like he ought to have been reported or something. Well, that
I was down there. We bought a refrigerator from him, Faye. What did we buy from him?
We bought that stove out there on the porch.
Bought that stove. And I borrowed his truck.
You're talking about Jim Hope now?
Yes. Bess Hope.
Uh-huh.
I borrowed his push cart, you know, to wheel it with. What do you call it? A little
dolly.
And he said, now don't lose that dolly. That's worth more than that stove.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought it out here and unloaded it and then took it back. And while I was there in the back, her son, was a crew of men. And Mr. Jim Hope, oh, he got peppery. Why, he says, all them high-priced men coming up there and sitting around doing nothing. And, you know, they're all electrical people. And they really get paid $5 an hour. Mm-hmm. No telling how much they get.
And it's 3 or 4 or 5 of them seeing that truck. And they were sitting back there. They were loitering. They weren't going out and getting on the job. And his son was there. So I expect they have big contracts or have had.
Oh, sure.
So she could be just, could be well to do.
They think she is.
Oh, she's fixed. Yeah, she got it.
Those electrician is one thing, and electrical contractor, you see, is another. Mm-hmm. Why, those electrical contractors these days, you see, on a job will put in enough electricity to $6,000. Just fabulous, isn't it?
That's right.
So, they could practically retire on one big job.
Mm-hmm. Sure, they could.
I thought I'd run into them out here at the church, at the Cross Creek Church.
Hmm. Well, let's see, Carlos was her son, wasn't it? Their son. He got killed, didn't he? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember Faye was talking to James's wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was telling us about, you know, all the troubles they had.
You know, I went over there. He called me the other day and he said, "What you doing?" I said, "I've been cleaning some mullet." I said, "Dorsey got me some Red Row mullet for 10 cents a pound. Good fresh ones, and I just got them cleaned." And he said, "Good night, I wished I had some." Well, we were going into town when Marvin got back, and I said, "Well, I'll drop you off some." "No," he said, "don't go to that trouble." We did. We carried him by some, and who you reckon was with staying with James? One of her ex-husbands.
And there was just the two of them there by themselves. I don't know where Rose was.
That's right.
One of her
exes.
Well, I remember she told Faye. She said at night she'd be at home there with him, and they would sing hymns until bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she didn't mention the crowd that she had with her.
That's right.
I come back thinking what a nice thing it was to have somebody in the family. If it's dull, they just get out the hymn book and sit around singing.
Yeah, I remember we felt
and
really.
And I know she'll do. She'll go off and get just as drunk. Just as drunk as drunk can be.
Well, we know she did do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Does she sing hymns?
Did
oh, yeah,
right.
She'll sing hymns.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought, you know, how nice it was for James to be so well taken
mm-hmm.
care of.
Mm-hmm. And she don't
bad.
Even stay home with him.
Yeah.
She don't even stay with him. If she gets $50 a week.
Yeah, to take care of him.
Extra. Okay. That's $50 paid to her.
Why, Miss Mary?
That's right.
Nurse's fee.
And she won't stay with him and take care of him.
Well, now that's something, isn't it?
That's something.
Yes, that was a day, Faye. We really got into it, didn't we? And everything I picked up was wrong. Nothing.
When
I didn't get anything straight.
When was that?
At the church. We had such a good time. We were trying, you know. And we were trying
yeah.
to, you know, get the people
we were trying
named,
to get acquainted, you know.
You know, acquainted.
They tell
so
me
know.
They started the church down at Cross Creek.
Yeah, there's folks.
And I heard they were going to build a church
yeah,
going to start
know,
this spring.
Well, 350 houses to be built down there this next year.
Oh, really?
At a Baptist church.
I hate to hear it.
Yeah.
About the 350 houses. That's too many new people.
That's a lot of houses. But Bill Gay, the big contractor's building.
Marvin, does Darcy fish much now?
Yes, he fishes about all the time. Commercial fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does he catch?
Catfish mostly. Mm-hmm.
Do you like catfish?
I like a mess once in a while. I'm not too crazy about any kind of fish, to tell you the truth.
You have not.
Oh, do I love to fish, you mean?
No.
Or do I like fish? Is that what you said?
I don't remember what I said. yes, I ask you if you like catfish.
Oh, yes. I like them once in a while.
Yeah. I haven't had any of those catfish.
You haven't.
Where is it? Can you get them over the creek?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where would you go?
Well, you can get them Dorses, most any of them people that fish is there. Dorses, Marlows, and Bald Knights.
Oh, just go.
Any of the ones that's fishing would sell them, would let you have them.
Just catch them when they've got some on hand.
That's right. And they usually have some in the box, ice box they got. Big ice box, and I think the man picks them up about twice a week, so to keep them fresh, you know.
Yeah.
Usually not more than 2 days old, the most.
That's something, you know, when Guy's sister was down here from New York, all she wanted was some catfish.
Yeah. Is that right?
And she just wanted, we finally got her some over at the Yearling. Just went over there and they cooked it for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think about this. I wish I'd known.
Well, you didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it.
If you'd known that you could have gotten the same price as you're selling for.
Did she just, had she ate catfish before?
Brought up on it.
Yeah. But not Florida catfish.
She was mostly river catfish, I guess.
Well, now, how do you get 2 horses?
Well, it's kind of hard for me to tell you from here. You know where the little store is?
Yeah.
On the right, going towards Cross Creek, there's a little new store on the right.
Yeah.
Just beyond that, we'll say the first mailbox, you turn to the right and just follow that road right on around, and then it'd be, you come to his house.
How far back in there is it?
Oh, it's about half a mile.
Something like that. It's not very far.
You know the one back there?
Oh, no, there's 3 or 4 houses back there.
Rob's back there.
Rob lives right there inside.
Rob's back there, too?
And Snow and Ellen May.
George Fairbanks. And
Fairbanks.
Oh, they all live back there.
Sure.
Off the road.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Ellen May said she wanted to be off the road.
Yeah. She said she lives in the woods.
No, she's not in the woods. She's in the hammock, the swamp.
Yeah.
We teased her and said, well,
that's better.
Road had come to her, we bet you.
Oh, Faye, this is nice. I enjoy this.
And just look, doors open. Are you all cool?
No, not bad.
Isn't it nice? And
it really is.
Last of November, and here we sit.
Yeah.
Without a fire.
But we did have three good cold days in November.
Oh, didn't
we
though?
Did.
Oh, man,
it was cold.
Shoot fire. Yes, I wanted you to see that. Let's see what you thought of that little old, right there coming in. That little Pensacola here. They sure, it was right grossy. And they just kept it eat down.
Well, did it come up very thick? I mean, was it pretty thick?
Yes.
For Bahia?
Yes.
That's good.
Except that I put out a lot of straw on it, and every now and then where the wind bunched up the straw, it didn't come up through it. I thought it'd come up through it. But it sure didn't.
Well, if you had a way to kind of roll that straw in,
that's
what
right.
you need. You
that's
know,
right.
kind of crimp it in the ground. Like.
Yes. I could have done it if I had brains enough. I've got a hair back there that's straightened out.
Oh, you have? Well, that's fine. That's
got a heifer in, and she's got some of Billy Hughes's cows in with her. And can't get the cows out because she says her heifer will leave with her.
Did you hear that, guy?
Well, what do you know? What's that now?
Miss Dodd got her heifer back in the field. But she had to get in a bunch of Billy's cows. Now she can't get Billy's cows up because she says her heifer will leave with them. So she was
she's just boarding Billy Hughes' cow.
That's right. And she's wondering, would Billy Hughes come out here today? And I told her I had no idea.
You know, I feel sort of slack, I didn't behave right, Shirley having all that trouble with those cows over there. And I just simply couldn't get loose over here.
They just simply weren't nothing you could do.
Well, we called her three times and told her we'd come over, and she said no. You know, that last time that they were shooting, and she didn't want anybody going in there. You know, they were hunting.
I wanted to go that day you went.
Yeah,
Friday morning.
I spent I don't know how many days with her back there. And it didn't do no good. And I told her, I said, if you'll get you some feed and put it in the gate, leave that gate open, and just don't put no big amount, but just enough for her to come up there and get a smell and a taste, I said, you'll get her. So that's the way she captured her.
Yeah.
I said, put your little hay out there and leave your gate open. But you know Mr. Dodd's fence is in terrible shape.
I thought he had first class fences.
You used to go on the back and see.
He's got a good fence down that lane. That's about it.
Yes. And then next to the
prison. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But down on the west side and on the south side, I mean the north side, it's awful.
Well, yeah,
I'm surprised.
I am too. I thought that one thing he did would keep up a fence.
Yeah.
Well, I know our fences is bad, but it's all in general. It's not, we don't have a little bit of good fence and a little bit of bad one. We just have all bad one in that
fence. That fence is just in terrible shape.
So she's got some abilities now.
Oh, yes, she's got some abilities.
She just can't get straight.
Yes, man.
That wasn't paying much attention to your fences, was it?
Not those brown ones.
This is good, Marvin. Give Marvin another.
I wouldn't care for any more. Thank
you.
I'm just as full as I can be.
Now this is almost cool.
I know.
And you know, it tastes good. You get more taste.
Mm-hmm.
not many people want to drink cold coffee.
Oh, there's plenty of people drink iced coffee.
Yeah, lukewarm coffee, that's a different thing.
I've drank lukewarm coffee. Yeah.
Well, I guess Shirley, Ms. Dodd, that is, I thought, I guess she did plenty of worrying about that heifer.
She sure did.
She really had trouble. And she went to the doctor. What morning was that?
One Friday morning,
because
I talked with her.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, I remember now. And what the doctor did was give her a tranquilizer.
Because she's worried.
That's what she said. Because she worries some. Let me tell you, you know, with all Ms. Dodd has to do, and as much as she does her children, and you see, all she's had a full-time job down at Orlando, that service station down there, and it seemed like, now you get it straight, I just get little driblets. But every time they go down there, it's on some disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a pleasure trip. And a lot of things they do seem like they don't need a herd of cattle. I think they'd have done better without them cattle.
Especially paying the prices that they pay for them. That's the only thing I can't understand.
You know, she told me the other day, she said they borrowed money to buy them cows.
Oh. Mr. Dodge seems like to me he's a pretty good businessman. You know, he talks with business sense.
Yeah.
But that part of it doesn't make sense to me. Buy purebred cattle and sell them for beef prices. I just can't. That's something I can't figure. I mean, you just can't make money that way. Not to me, you can't.
And he won't help me. He ain't got a bit of patience in the world with a cow or a dog or anything.
Yeah. Well, now, that hay business, he likes that.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't mind the farming part of it. Is that right?
That's right.
But he don't care about the livestock.
Well, I'm surprised that she could get them in the first place.
I'm too.
That's right. You know, even at that price, they never offered to sell me any that cheap. Now, they're all good heifers. The ones I saw seemed like they're all first-rate animals. Is that your impression?
That is, for
well,
sure.
He made her a good price on them.
I think so, too, for that polled Hereford.
Well, you know what I got for that bull? I sent that herd bull off. I got 26 cents for him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're selling witch cows for 20 cents. And then you take these beautiful heifers that she bought. Good Lord.
But you know, she doesn't have any place to take care of them, Miss Mary.
She doesn't have any place to handle them.
No, you know, they're wild. And
that is the poorest excuse for corral they've got over there. You think they lean against it, they hit splinters or bust.
Now, she said that calf she lost, the only reason she saved the cow is because she was out there and she could see those buzzards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't sit out there and look over your pasture all day long.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a beautiful
place. Well, I wouldn't wonder if buzzards being out there, so many fish being skinned around them.
They got a fish dump right there behind the field.
Right there in one corner of the field, you might say.
Oh, is that what it is? Miss Mary, what are you doing?
You just let Miss Mary do a little work for me and do her good and me too.
Lord, I tell you.
Yes, sir. Oh, I need to stretch a little bit in.
Miss, I wish you wouldn't. Marvin's tired.
You're
I'm not going
to.
No, I'm not
tired.
I'm going
to.
I'm sitting down about all of this. That time I wasn't riding.
Are you going to?
Yeah. And you go to the office about three or four times today. Back in two, by the time I'd get back out there, they'd call me for something else. Go back. There's something that we either forgot or wanted me to come back up there and pick up. Tear out back to town.
Yeah, I like this.
Oh, no,
no,
not so late. Not so late.
Up to late.
Real late. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just get a peanuts one of these nights. Mm. Well, I think I've already got them in the freezer. Make one of these pieces of this, a slice of this later. I wrapped it up and let you take it home.
Well, I imagine you do.
Well, I tell you, it tastes a little bit better. you know, it's got what, 8 eggs in it, sour cream, and you know, butter, and that sort of thing. Well, not anything like yours.
Bacon. Well,
oh, you're the cake. Oh, no, I'm not. Don't tell me. Oh, Lordy.
I had one of those, Marvin, just one.
Well, that and,
cheese. Well, it would unroll.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've been trying to get one to do it, and I haven't done it.
What you want to
do? I see this bus,
mm-hmm.
And then you can't get it loose. You got to struggle
right,
with it.
You know what kind of, what this is? Nutley.
Mm.
It sure is.
Oh, is it?
Yes, sir. Just like Miss Mary said, get. Don't you like it?
Yes, I do. And you know, since you told me that, I've known several people who said that's all they ever use.
Now that's all she'll use when she can get it. The A&P store is the only place we can find it.
This A&P coffee. They've quit making it.
Yeah.
All they got is that great big old...
Is that right?
...gravelly stuff just like the others now. Mm. And I say, I think that tastes better than that, that other.
Yeah.
But they've quit making it.
Well, is that a powdered coffee?
Yeah.
And A&P put it out? That's the
instant
coffee.
Dry. That's the instant coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Mary doesn't like it either, guys.
What is that?
That dry freeze.
That dry freeze. Oh. I've got no taste to it. Or older.
And you can't get it any other time.
Marvin, who is it, y'all? The people from Gainesville come out there at school teacher.
Oh, Smith, George Smith.
George Smith.
That's right, and Joe and Polly.
Joe and Polly.
Yeah.
Now she teaches school.
What
does
she do? He's a lab technician too for Forestry Service.
Oh.
At the university.
Yeah.
He's in the Forestry Lab.
Yeah.
Now they some good people.
They are. They're just as nice as they can be.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they don't get out much, I guess.
Well, not as much as they used to, but they get out quite often. You know, they used to live right downtown, and now they've moved way out there next block away.
They're the ones that stole your bone on 65,000.
You know, I can't think of the name of the road that they're on. But him last year, year before last, they bought him a $65,000 home up down the hill.
My God. Well,
they're both of them making good money. I don't know what she makes as a teacher, but he must be making somewhere around $700-$800 a month itself.
Well, it takes a good while to pay for a $65,000 house.
That's true. But both of them young.
Got 2 acres.
Both of them, they both got a good job.
How's
that
for?
Well, I don't know.
Where is
they just found it and liked it, and that's about it. Farnsworth Road, that's where they're at. You know where that is?
I used to have a place out there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
This is on the big hill out there, the high, real high hill
yeah.
on the Farnsworth Road.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, now, what was he interested in out there in the country? Didn't farm.
Oh, no.
Cattle?
You mean Joel Smith?
Yeah.
No, he's got, I think he bought him a couple of horses, I believe.
Out here,
he was just likes to hunt fish.
We all hunt.
Mm-hmm. Or did. Yeah. He comes out there now about every weekend of hunting. But we used to see him 3 and 4 times a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's hardly. We're lucky to see him once a week. Of course, I see Joel every day.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I mean, 5 days a week. I just pass by and speak and keep moving.
What do you hunt out of? Your Jeep? Or your...
I walk it out mostly.
Well, you got them horses out there.
Yeah,
you
never use them.
That's the only way I have learned, I just walk in it.
That's the only way too, in my opinion.
Now you don't need to
do that.
You don't have to do that
first
time today. You don't have to think so.
Joel and Polly.
That's right.
That's the end of Town One Over and this visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night, the 20th of November, 1970, around 9:80, Channel One Over. Channel One Over, around 9:80, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin this supper, Friday, the 20th of November, 1970. This is 9:85. And the end of Channel One Over, part of the visit of Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday, supper, the 20th of November, 1970.